Hello.
Hey, Philip.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. I feel like we're old pals now. I don't even have to tell you who it is. So did you get a chance to review the information? I know you had said that you got it, but did you get a chance to actually, like, take a look at it?
Yeah, I've seen that. It looks like Portland's got a good area, so Beaverton and Tigard as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, maybe we could try it out. We could try out to see what those, you know, those four main cities that are looking like, Beaverton, Tigard, Portland, just where those heat spots are.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could also try out maybe Lake Oswego, and then we could try out that zip code by Seaside, and then let's try working it out, see what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And go from there, I guess.
Okay.
What's the search volume? So the one thing I didn't see is like search volume percentage, I guess, like, or like amount of search volume that's going on. That's the one thing I didn't see unless I skipped through the letter.
No, you probably didn't. I don't know if she put it on there. Hold on a second. Let me ask her. Hold on. Let's see if she's available. Gina. Hi. I have Philip on the line. He's looking to move forward. However, he asked, what is the approximate search volume for the areas you sent over? You sent over via email yesterday. It's by the time it gets Friday, I have to say each word out loud if I'm gonna text her to write it properly. Sorry.
I do the exact same.
And I still managed to misspell it.
It's like vacation mode, right?
Exactly. Like, I still manage to misspell it half the time. You know,
yeah.
Like.
That's just like I am. You look through it on Monday and you're like, what was I trying to type? What's going on here?
Have you ever done one like first thing in the morning, right? You do one first thing in the morning and then all of a sudden, like later in the day, you're like, dang. And I don't know. Do you have an iPhone?
I do.
Okay. So, you know, like you can switch it up. You can fix it like for a little bit of the day, but after like so much time has passed, like you can't even go back and edit it. And you're like, man, I look like I was drunk. Like,
yeah. Well, I've had that where like 6 a.m, I type something up and then I think I was scrolling through the messages and I look through them like, what the heck was I trying to say there? Like, this is...
right?
I'm trying to read through it. I'm like, I know what I was trying to say. I'm like, why would I type it that way?
And I literally tell him, like, I hope that you speak Amy, you know? Like,
yeah.
Good luck. Okay, so she said 10,000 plus monthly in those that heavily populated search area. Search volume is more limited by the coast.
Okay. I mean, I think maybe we can try it out because we got decks and patio covers. And if you guys are, you guys are going to end up building out the whole portfolio for me basically
mm-hmm.
in the campaign. I mean, kind of, and I can overview it beforehand just to see what it looks like and whatnot.
Yes. Before it all goes live. So what'll happen is I will go ahead and get your account processed for the 500. We will go ahead and get it set up, and then we're going to give you a call on Monday. We'll schedule a time on Monday with Kyle. So he is the specialist who goes through with Gina specifically. They meet up, and Kyle is from our organization. He meets with Gina. Gina walks him through every single thing that's needed, and we go ahead and get it all squared up for you. It'll be up and running pretty quickly after you give the
awesome.
Approval.
So yeah, let's try to. And you said it was 500 for, is that monthly? I can't recall.
That's monthly. Yep.
Okay. And if I want to stop and hold off, so it's 500 500 for the first month, and then that's going to be $100, or that's going to be for the activation, getting everything set up, and then the 400 for the ad budget.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then every month it's the same. It's 500, and each month we're paying for profile enhancements directly with Google. So we're getting it at a prorated, I mean, directly with Yelp, we're getting it at a prorated amount. So normally when people like the regular Joe goes in to get profile enhancements, it costs them $120 for their campaign. For us, it doesn't. We get it at a lower rate because we're buying in bulk. So they're giving us the profile enhancement at a cheaper rate, and then we work our management fee into that as well, which usually our management fee is 25% on top of whatever you're spending. So you're getting a super sweet deal at the 500 because part of that is going towards the profile. We're not even getting a full 25% of the normal management fee that we get on these.
Yeah. And then when it comes down to the ad budgeting, so if we're like, because I think we talked about, was it like roughly $25 conservatively, say, per click per lead?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, that's about where it was at conservatively. Let's see here. Let me go in. Yes, conservative. Okay, average cost per click is $11. Your estimated cost per lead is between $25 and $50.
Okay, sounds good. So 25, that's roughly, we're running at about, what is that?
That's between two and three clicks. Between two and three clicks, you should have a lead, is what that's estimating at.
Okay, so, So, sounds good. So 2 to 3 clicks, we should have a lead.
Mm-hmm.
And then each click is about, you said 11?
It's $11, yeah. And you'll get the breakdown on all of that within the dashboard. So we have the Yelp dashboard, and we're integrating it with Local Splash dashboard. So we can give you API. We can give you all the analytics of everything because we know that this has to make sense for you. So what happens is we charge the $500. We run the campaign. That's going to last you the entire 30 days. And then it's not just automatically charging. We're in communication. We're making sure this is working, making sure that you're loving it, because you may even see such an increase by the next month that you're like, you know what, let's do 700. Let's do this much. Because you're seeing the increase, obviously you're probably going to want to spend a little bit more. Now, we know that we're going into the holiday time, so that may not be the case right now, but even you said like in January it starts kicking back up. So we're going to be checking back with you to see what the investment rate is that you want to go in at, if you want to go in and do more. Anytime you're doing more, like if say you're investing, say when you bump it up to $1,000, you're getting additional kickback of $250 in ads from Yelp at that point. So every time it increases, you're getting a better boost promo of free ads.
Yeah. I guess, so my, I'm still trying to figure out those per click. So run the numbers again for me. So you said 11 to roughly, what was the range per click?
The cost per click. So the actual click is $11 is the average.
Oh, that's 11
or less.
That's the base price.
Per click. And
okay.
Cost per lead is between $25 and $50. So if we're going with the 25 mark, which, like we said, that's being conservative, right? So it's going to take approximately, at $11 a click, it would take approximately like 2.5 clicks. I just went ahead and went with 3 in order for you to, for that to qualify into a lead, right, at $25 a lead.
Yeah, I gotcha. So, okay, so then we're having more, I guess my question was, we're having more views and clicks to the campaign for, you know, for that $500. So we're.
It can happen, yeah.
Potentially, if we're going to run it at like a $50, if we get one lead per $50, then we're running maybe, we're probably going to get roughly 10 leads for that $500. If,
roughly.
You know, best case
scenario. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's monthly, and that'll run my whole, what if we hit the limit? Like, let's just say we're halfway through the month and we got.
We won't max it. We're going to regulate it. We won't max it.
Gotcha.
Because we want it to last the entire month. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. So
if you're running more, if you say, hey, I want to put in 700, let's work with $800, then you're going to get more because your budget's higher, your daily budget's higher. The amount that we're putting out there is higher. But as it is with the 500, we want it to last you all month long. We don't want it to get shot out in the first week and you're like, hey, but wait a minute, you know?
Yeah. So, how does it limit it? Does it basically pause the campaign, or
I don't know how it limits it. That's a question that would be for Kyle, honestly, because he's on that end of things and navigating like exactly how it works. I know that we probably do it like peak hours of the day. I would imagine it has something to do with the hours of the day that your ad is running. It is putting you out there. It's putting the matches. So what it's doing is the client's going to Yelp and they're putting in, you know, deck building or deck restoration, or let's just, you know, say something like that. And then it's going to ask them a series of questions that's going to narrow the field down. So is it a deck refurbation? Is it a deck new build? Is it this? Is it that? Are you looking for wood? Are you looking for this? It's whatever those questions look like in order for it to narrow the field down for that lead to go to the right person. So if it's not a service that you're providing, it's not going to go to you because those keywords and services aren't listed in your within your profile.
Yeah, I gotcha. Sounds good. I guess, yeah, let's proceed. Let's try it out and then
okay.
For a few hours.
So on Monday, what time can I schedule you on Monday with Kyle? The call, really, we block off 30-minute increment, no biggie. I have appointment times all day, except he looks like he's booked first thing in the morning. He's booked at 7. So we have something at 7:30 a.m., 8, 8:30, 9, 9:30, 10, 10:30, 11, 11:30. We have something at 3 or 3:30 on Monday.
Let's go 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. You got it. You're going to see that invitation come through. It's going to say Yelp Ads onboarding, and then it's going to be with myself and Kyle. You'll see on there. You can just accept the invitation, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your time. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, bye-bye. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too. Praise God.